Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to you from archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez. Well, this week, our guest is Rodrigo Garcia, and we're going to be talking about his play, Carlota, Alejero de Secretos. I sure hope I got that right. It's Carlota, Jewelry Box of Secrets. So we're going to have Rodrigo right now, and he's going to enunciate it perfectly. Rodrigo, welcome to The Out Agenda. It's an honor to have you on the show. Now, you have a new play out that actually opened last week, May 2nd. Can you tell us the name of the play?
Yes, of course. First of all, thank you for having me. It is a pleasure. And we opened our play, Carlota, Alajero de Secretos, which translates to Carlota, Jewelry Box of Secrets.
I know, I just love that name. So it's so kind of romantic.
It
I
is.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I was sitting here trying to say it, but it didn't come out the way you said it. But I love the way you said it. So tell us, what's the play about?
Of course. This is an adaptation inspired by Federico Garcia Lorca's play, La Casa de Bernarda Alba, The House of Bernarda Alba. And the story is about this matriarch who lives in a house where the time stopped. She has three daughters from three different husbands. She has a friend companion whose name is Soledad, which in English would translate as solitude. And then it has a nanny who is also the housekeeper of the house. And she is Prudencia or Prudence. And then there is another character who comes unannounced, who is the Carlota's older sister, Dolores, which literally translates into English as pain, but it's Dolores in Spanish. And then there is another character who is Consuelo, like console, who is a neighbor who comes seeking for a job as a servant in Carlota's house. So those are the characters, and I'm mentioning because those are the characters that you see. But there are two characters that are part of the play, part of the plot, that are never there. One is Eladio del Monte, who is deceased and whose funeral is where the play starts. And then his only son, who is Paco Jerónimo. So in this house with this matriarch, these three daughters, the eldest, the youngest, and the middle one. So the youngest falls in love with Eladio del Monte's son. But because this is a house with very, very strict rules, only the oldest can get married. And so that unravels a series of situations that are all tied to secrets that are in the house. And throughout the play, we see how those secrets unravel until towards the end of the show, where we see the big secret reveal. And so it's a play about forgiveness, but not only forgiveness about others, but forgiveness to oneself. It is also a play about liberation, because we see this very rigid, uber-conservative house where everyone is fighting for their own liberation. So that's the play, and it's written with a lot of sense of humor, and as we say, with a lot of corazón, with a lot of heart, and we know that people are going to love it.
Yeah, it all takes place in this house.
Yes. Yes, everything happens in this house, which is a representation of this confinement that these characters live in, that we get to see a peek. And again, that represents the suffocating environment where these characters that experience these very strict rules have to endure, hence their desire for liberation.
Now, you wrote this.
Yes, I'm a co-writer. Hugo is also my creative partner in this play, with this project. He also did some writing in the play, and I want to say that the writing, when we talked about the comedy, for those of you who might be familiar with Pedro Almodóvar's movies, we are very inspired by his work and his talent of taking people into these journeys where you don't know in which moment you are almost at the peak of the drama, and suddenly, boom, he gives you a breather with a joke. So inspired by that, and because humor is a trademark of our work as a theater company, we wanted to infuse it, because I feel like in a play like The House of Bernardo Alba, there is a tragedy and it's very tense. And sometimes that creates distance between the audience and the characters. And we wanted to get closer. And what a better way, by bringing people closer, but by laughing together. So, yeah, people are going to expect a roller coaster of emotions,
Oh, I
including
love it.
laughter, including tears, etc.
I remember the House of Bernardo Alba. That was a while ago that I saw that, but yeah, it's this place sounds very intriguing, and it's all in Spanish. Now,
It's all in Spanish.
so how with English subtitles? So how does that work?
Well, we are an LGBTQ company that develops original plays. And by original, I mean we write our plays. And, our first language is Spanish. And living in America, it's difficult to find works that we can perform, and companies that can perform in Spanish. There are, and they're great. But where we live, we didn't have that. So, we decided to do it all in Spanish, and all our work is in Spanish. And so Spanish, and when you hear it, even if you don't understand the Spanish, when you hear it, when you hear the musicality of the language, that in itself is a connection to the story. And the super titles is a roadmap so you can understand the nuance of the play. And we want to be inclusive. We want everybody to be able to enjoy it, where language would not be a barrier.
A lot of times, the body language or just the expressions, like novellas, I love to watch those because you just can see the passion. You may not understand what's going on, but you just know something's going to happen really soon.
And you know what? Our brains are this magnificent machinery, where if you have two words in a sentence, distant from each other, you're able to connect. Our brains are able to fill the blanks, or fill in the blanks, and that's what happens here. You might hear one word that seems familiar, and then you see the action, and then you have the super titles, all of that combined for those who are not fluent in Spanish or do not understand Spanish. I want them to know that is not a barrier, and you will have just as powerful experience as those who speak Spanish.
How was it just opened this last weekend? How was it received by those that didn't speak Spanish?
They really appreciate having the super titles to, again, complete the
Right.
going point from point A to point B. But overall, they really appreciate it, and they love the action on stage. The stage is beautiful, designed by Lee Henderson, a wonderful set designer from the Bay Area. And when you see all those elements connected, it's easy to follow. It's easy to follow. And like you said, I know there's something that is happening, even if I don't know everything that is happening, but you feel the energy. You understand that people are laughing, and you also feel the heaviness of the silence. And so all of that, I think, contributed for those folks who do not speak Spanish to have a good experience. And we heard from people saying, I don't speak Spanish. I didn't understand everything that was said, but I loved it. So it was well received overall.
And the reason I say that, because I've seen a lot, my Spanish is not that fluent, but I have seen plays in Spanish and I have seen movies in Spanish. And then you do follow it, and especially can just get absorbed with the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just wanted to emphasize that people, everyone is welcome, even though they don't understand it, may not know the language completely. But so how long is it playing?
We are going to be performing until May 24th. So it's until the last weekend of May. Our performances are Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m.
And to get tickets, you just go online to the Los Angeles Theater Center, which is downtown at 514 South Spring Street. And parking is just right there with validation, I
Yes,
believe.
yes, yes.
So can you give us some of the names of some of the actors that are in it?
Yes, in the role of Carlota, we have Sergio Dávila. And I want to mention because this play was born 10 years ago. So I'm gonna tell you the original members and then the last three that just joined. So in the role of Carlota, we have Sergio Dávila. In the role of Soledad, we have Jose Martinez. The oldest daughter, Marifer, is Jean-Pierre Berber. The mid daughter, Mari Pepa, is Adrián Campos. The youngest daughter, who falls in love with Paco Jerónimo, it's Mari Tere, and that's played by the co-director and co-playwright, Hugo Badu. And then we have Prudencia, played by Carolina Perez. So they are the initial cast. And then we are joined by Ricardo Cortez, who plays Dolores, and Yatzil Ruiz, who plays Consuelo.
I just love how the names roll off your tongue. So this play has been around for 10 years. You're just bringing it back.
Yes, and every time we bring it on stage, I think this is going to be only the sixth time that we produce it. But every time the play has grown, we've added scenes, we've edited moments. And I think right now, people will expect to see a very full work of theater in terms of characters, stories. I think this is one of the strongest versions that we've performed. So we feel very proud of the work that we've done. And yeah, Carlota has grown throughout the time.
Well, Carlotta, a jewel box of secrets. I love that. Now,
Yes.
give us that name again, because I love the way you say it.
Carlota, Alajero de Secretos.
Rodrigo, I'm so happy to talk to you. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the play?
Yes, so the play is the cast. It's eight actors. Six of them are cisgender males playing cisgender women. And then we have two cisgender women playing cisgender women. And one at the inception of this project, and by the way, so we are an ensemble company, and that's the makeup of our ensemble. So at the beginning, when we decided to develop this play, we faced the question of how do we do this show with honesty and respect. Because certainly those who are not cisgender women, who are playing the role of a cisgender woman, can easily go south. You know, it can easily go into a mockery of what a woman would be. So we did a lot of exercises trying to find the subtleties and more like the gender markers, like a wig or the clothes or the makeup. We wanted to go what, like more internal. How, looking at how these oppressed women are living or feeling inside of this big box that is their house. And how would they react? How would they react when they face all this oppression? More than what they look is more how they will react. And of course, you know, having cisgender women in our ensemble, they were also a good sounding board for us to develop the physicality of the characters. Inspired by our tías and our abuelas, also in approaching it with a lot of humility, because again, we didn't want to have these be like a drag show. And there's nothing wrong with drag shows. We love it, and you know, we're part of the LGBTQ community. We love drag shows. But this is not one of them. You know, we really wanted to bring the essence. And this past weekend when we opened, there was a comment from a couple where the husband and, you know, went to see the play because the wife told him, "Hey, you know, I want to see this play, come with me." He wasn't too crazy about the idea of going to the theater. And he goes, and in the first scene, I told my wife, "These are all men." So he was like in awe, like, "What am I seeing right now?" And he goes, "But after the first scene, I forgot that you guys were men."
I'm glad you
Yeah,
shared
and
that. Yeah.
how many times have we heard men, for example, saying, "Oh, it must be really hard to be a woman and having to walk on high heels or, you know, use skirt." And for us, it's like that is not what it's like to be a woman. You know, being a woman is about your how you react into the world. It's not what you wear that makes you a woman. You know, so we started from that premise, like what makes a woman is not wearing high heels. And we usually just see like, "Oh, it must be hard to be a woman." It is not. And you know, I'm not a woman, of course, and I cannot speak, but we feel like the lives of women are just as fascinating and powerful as anybody else. And so we wanted to focus on that essence, on that greatness of being and identifying as a woman.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Yes, now I'm very intrigued about this play. So it's playing to May 24th, and once again, it's at the Los Angeles Theater Center at 514 South Spring Street. And so if they want to get tickets, they just go online at latinotheaterco.org, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We are in a beautiful theater,
I
a
love that theater.
beautiful and the music. If I can tell you just the music, it is for folks, and this is more like older generations who are familiar with bolero, which is a genre like 40s, 50s, has this like melancholic vibe. And I grew up listening to boleros for my family, for my parents, for my older relatives who would play Doña La Negra, Javier Solís, and it just brings a lot to the play and helps create this atmosphere. One lady sent us a message on Instagram asking us for the playlist because she loved it so much. And so the elements that people would see in the play, would see and hear and then perceive all together, the set, the costumes, the props, the music, the lighting, they all have a particular purpose. There are all dramaturgical elements that help shape the full experience of Carlota Lajero de Secretos. And we hope that, to be able to share these with hundreds of people that can come to the Latina Theater Company and see the show.
Definitely. People are going to come out smiling and glad that they shared this experience.
This past weekend, at the end of one of the performances, there was this man, probably in his 50s maybe, who went with his family. He came out crying because he said, "Oh, that reminds me so much of my mother." And he was like in tears. And again, this play is a combination of comedy and melodrama. And just being able to reach people at that level, it's such a beautiful experience as an artist. And again, we hope that we can share this with everybody.
And thank you for sharing it with everybody. Rahil, thank you so much for joining us here at The Out Agenda.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, Rita. Thank you for inviting us. And we hope to see hundreds of people at these performances at the Latino Theater Company during the month of May.
Once again, we've been speaking with Rodrigo Garcia, and we've been talking about his play, Carlota, Aligero de Secretos. And we do want to hear from you, so please like us on our Facebook page or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week. And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.